Hello, the topic of our lesson is Love Will Cover All Transgressions. We're going to be reading selected sources from the source materials. We're going to continue with excerpt number 25.
Yes, let's continue. This is a very important part here. How do we cover all crimes? What crimes? And how do we cover them? With love. How? And it's like we get this sandwich of crimes and love together, this kind of special treat. What do we need to do here? What are we doing with this? Who needs this kind of reward? Why can't we just have love? And that's it. It is said, no, love cannot be if it doesn't cover the crimes. So first I have to delve into crimes. And then when they appear, I immediately cover them with love, or I have to reach some really great crimes, and then I have no choice but to look for love, or that love grows by itself after crimes appear. So what's going on here? How do we set up this condition that love covers all crimes, which seems to be the perfect state? How do I set up both the crimes and the love in such a way that I see that more than that cannot be? If there were no crimes, there would be no wholeness. If there would be no love covering the crimes, there would be no wholeness. Two must happen, must be there. What kind of relationship between them needs to be? What kind of connection needs to be in order to bring us wholeness? Why can wholeness appear on the condition that they are both connected and covering each other? Why is it that love covers the crimes and not vice versa? What's going on here? How does this connection between the two happen? And still, the crimes have to be the foundation. Right? I created the evil inclination, and only then I created the spice of Torah as a cover. So there seems to be a need for the Torah coming from the evil inclination. We need the Torah to cover the evil inclination. Interesting. Let's see. Yes.
Excerpt number 25, Rabash says, the person should feel that he is worse than everyone, because he feels that no person has the faults that he has. Although he sees that they engage in the work less than he does.
Meaning, on the one hand, I am worse. On the other hand, I see that I'm worse because I have done more work than them, right? And that discovery that I'm worse doesn't put me in such despair that I want to give up my life and everything and I'm just going to die. It is rather the state from which I'm going to grow. So I have to feel that I'm worse, and there is no one worse than me, as we've seen in the Zohar discussing this, right? That he's going on the riverbank, discovering that he is the worst, and then he turns to the Creator. Where there is nothing else to do. That's the only way you can come to correction. All right, let's read the next part and then do a workshop.
Excerpt 26, Baal HaSulam says in letter number 21, if you do wish to cleanse the sins of you, you should engage in annulment of self-importance. instead of the mortifications, meaning to feel that you are the lowest and the worst of all the people in the world. It requires much learning and education to understand this. And each time you should test yourself to see if you are not fooling and deceiving yourself. It also helps to lower yourself before your friends in practice. However, you should be mindful that you lower yourself only before the right people. So if you wish to engage in it in practice, you can annul yourself before our group, and not before strangers, God forbid. However, you should know, you must know for certain that you are the worst and the lowest of all the people in the world, as this is the truth.
Read again, please.
If you do wish to cleanse the sins off you, you should engage in annulment of self-importance instead of the mortification, meaning to feel that you are the lowest and the worst of all the people in the world. This requires much learning and education to understand this. And each time you should test yourself to see if you are not fooling and deceiving yourself. It also helps to lower yourself before your friends in practice. However, you should be mindful that you lower yourself only before the right people. So if you wish to engage it in practice, you can annul yourself before our group and not before strangers, God forbid. However, you must know for certain that you are the worst and the lowest of all the people in the world, as this is the truth.
Sadna, Ech ani.
Workshop. How do I, after I read what's happening here, how do I appear before the friends as greater than everyone? In practice. Like he says, what is he saying? And it's also helpful to humiliate oneself towards the friends in practice. How do I do this in my tent? Please speak to each other. So we're talking about how do we practically each lower oneself towards the tent. And the 10 needs to examine whether everyone is doing that or not.
How do I lower myself before the 10?
In practice, that you actually do this in life. And if you didn't, then you commit to doing that.
That's where we raise the friends, and we start by envying the friends, we start by seeking in each friend, what is he better than me, and what is he greater than me, and I think that I have to change my attitude towards him, and we truly work on this every day.
How do I practically lower myself towards the friends?
Try to implement every advice and every counsel in the 10, as if it's my advice, and to truly try and to put enthusiasm to everything, even if it seems illogical.
I'm trying to increase the importance, the praise of the friends towards, in my eyes and in the others. I try to give them as much as possible.
דברים טכניים,
well, if it's technical things, if it's things that will help them arrange them and give them place to work between us.
Yes, what does it mean to humiliate myself, to lower myself? It's lowering my ego, lowering my thoughts, all my thoughts of myself, and those of my thoughts of pleasure and enjoying life. In practice, we can do this also only when one lowers himself and tries to care for the friends, for the ten. I don't know if there's a point of talking about self-love or how much I love myself in the ten.
The action is to see the greatness of the friends. That's the power of the means to draw the light that reforms. If I do that, then I lower myself and see the upper force in them.
Yes, there's this concern on one hand where you're doing this effort to lower yourself, to make yourself diminished before the ten, and to see them as great. You're truly asking to see the Creator talking through the friends. You're praying for one another so it will be so. Mutually.
Every friend that I look at, I have like a list in my mind what he's doing in dissemination and in connection that I'm not doing, and I'm just awakening this envy towards a friend so I feel that he's greater than me. And I see how everyone is trying, how everyone's making an effort. And in this gap, there is a very clear sensation of lowliness and also a place to work even more. To add in that, Mushi, can you speak?
Yeah, we can only add in mutual responsibility. By this, a person should annul himself and lower himself in being responsible. But it's a privilege.
It's still not so clear, because we were saying that each one should lower himself before the friends, but it sounds like it's on thoughts and feelings and an inner work. So what's going on? What actions can I really do to lower myself before the friends? I can't think of anything.
It's a difficult question, because as you said, my internality is in relation to how I see the friends. What I do seemingly against my will, by that I kind of lower myself internally. But I actually have to kind of lower myself in front of the friends, and my relationship to the friends, maybe make mistakes or do some, I don't know, silly things, or seemingly make mistakes that they indicate lowering my ego instead of doing successful things, but rather do silly things, silly mistakes that only present me as, well, something to cause me to kind of degrade myself in with respect to the friends. Shalom.
The main thing is a spiritual action, I think, on the outside. We can do all kinds of things, even the smallest thing. I don't know what, prepare coffee for the friends or any small thing can make you feel very low. It depends where your ego is standing, where your aviyut is between the friends. We need to be in a tendency to serve, to give them the conditions to work the spiritual work, and whatever you can give society. That's it. Everyone feels the lowliness from inside against any smallest action. Alon.
Yeah. In the Noam Elimelech prayer, he reiterated at every portion of the prayer how lowly we are, how incapable we are of directing our hearts correctly, and how much we need help, how even when we stand to pray, the egoistic thoughts confuse us and don't give us the right intention. And I guess if it's in the prayer there, then we should do it in practice, meaning admit that we are in a very lowly state and we're asking for help.
I think one of the actions is to come out of myself, that I feel inside in an inner effort. I feel the action, that the friends are more important, and all I am is on the side, and the group is more important. And to gradually invest more forces in the group, also internally, that's the most important thing, and externally.
Yeah, we have to see that the 10 is more important to me than me, that the greatness of the friends appears, if you put them side by side, then it is more than the little ego that confuses us. And we have to increase in this, to add in this every moment, so the friends will feel that the society is strong, and that's the one that's leading. So we have to act it out all the time.
Okay, so Olin, what are we doing now?
Next excerpt, number 27. Rabash writes in the article concerning above reason. Between friends, if we can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. Yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. It always sees its friend's fault and not its virtues. This is why our sages said, judge every person favorably. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably. And this can be above reason. That is, although logically he cannot justify him, above reason he can justify him nonetheless.
Again.
Between friends, if he can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. And yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. It always sees his friend's fault and not his virtues. This is why our sages said, judge every person favorably. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably. And this can be above reason. That is, although logically he cannot justify him, above reason he can justify him nonetheless.
So what's our work? To constantly justify my friend above reason, he seems small, I seem big, more successful, I don't see so great things in him, special things, and I do need to depict him myself as if he is successful, is great, smarter, understands better, feels more. That's how it has to be. So how do I reach it in practice? How, the way he says here, that supposedly not through forces, but I actually truly see that the friend is more successful. How can I reach that? That's the question. There are a lot of questions about this. How should we determine the connection between us and the friends? Also, how do we try that this pressure I feel to connect to the friends correctly, that the pressure doesn't toss me out, that I don't even want to relate to them at all, that most of the time when I'm in the 10, or even in my life altogether, I don't take my 10 into consideration, I forget about them. Why? Because it obligates me. It obligates me, and I don't want to be obligated to anything. So what do?
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Good morning, Rav. Morning. Which one of these two situations is above reason? One, that I disagree, and then through the force of imagination, begin to feel as though I experience that the friend is right, or two, that I completely disagree, but I accept anyway.
The fact that I take the state, or I don't agree and don't accept the state, it's a big problem. How can we determine what's more important? Sometimes if I feel that I can't justify a friend, but I know that I'm not justifying him, so by this I discover the evil in me, and then the state is good, that I discover the lack of the correction within me. And it could be the opposite, that I discover the lack of correction in me, and I uplift above it, I overcome it, and already I'm in a state that I've determined the truth, and I'm happy about it. So it could be that it's a worse state, because I'm sure about myself, I'm confident that I reached some achievement on my path. If I understood you correctly, and if I answered correctly, I'm not sure. Ask me maybe some more.
Which is really above our reason, to completely accept at the same time as disagreeing, or that other state that you just said where it seems like I agree, but really my reason is agreeing with it. So isn't the first one above reason?
If I agree within reason, so there's no above reason here. You understand? That's clear. Only if I uplift above my own reason and I say, even though this is my reason, and I say the opposite, they have eyes and they shall not see, they have ears and they shall not hear, and I say the opposite of what I feel, that for sure, I'm sure that I'm right according to my senses and my perception, and even though I'll rise above this, and I say this can be, it's my friend, and he is greater than this, and so on. That is called that I'm accepting him above reason. That is the true way, that it helps me rise to a higher degree, because the way I depict the friend, it's I'm depicting him. It's not that that's what he really is. They have eyes and they shall not see. This is what it seems to me. And I always need to depict the friend as if he was the creator, that he's above all the doubts and all the deficiencies that seem to me in my eyes, and that he is whole. It can't be that there's a friend that is less than the creator. If I want to determine a spiritual degree, so for now, according to my qualities, I need to reach a state that the friends are like the creator. Otherwise, I don't discover the Creator within them. I don't reach the spiritual degree.
One last thing, Rav. So then, to use the force of imagination to open the heart and to accept this as though it were within reason is not the way, but rather just to take on, just to recognize that it is good and I don't understand it.
I see the friend within reason. I see all kinds of deficiencies in him. And I try to see him above my reason. Without any of those deficiencies and all those black stains I see will turn white and he becomes whole. Along with that, I understand that this is what I did with my efforts, and not that I'm seeing the friend. I see my friend as, let's say, like a camera, that with that camera I take pictures of the Creator. And the moment I depict my friend in a whole way, so the Creator is revealed through him. And then I have already reached some correct spiritual degree. That before me, there's no friend, there's no Creator, even not me in a constant form. There, it's only in order that when I combine all these things together, I'll reveal myself on a higher and higher, truer spiritual degree. That the friend is supposedly that means between me and the Creator, the intermediate, that in this way I can identify with the Creator. Meaning, as much as I put the friend in front of me as whole, to that extent I start feeling that I am closer to the Creator. When I have those three, states, me, friend, Creator, and without the friend, I cannot reveal the Creator. I can't compare myself to the Creator. Only to the extent that I equalize towards that friend, that for me he is whole. In that way, I discover the Creator that is in the friend. The friend becomes like a photo paper that in there I have the form of the Creator is revealed in there, clothing in the friend. And in this way I discover in the friends all kinds of forms that where I can recognize the Creator. All forms of correction that I see in the friends, I call them Creator, the names of the Creator. Well, I don't have words for this, you know, but that's how it comes out.
USA Midwest.
USA Midwest.
My question is, you use several terms that mean the same thing, like rise above or to make him whole. My question is, how in the world do you make that real? I mean, really real, where it's the problem is within you, and you, it's very real to you that the picture's false, not real. And that way you can accept that. How do you make it that real instead of just something imaginary? Like a game.
באמת אמיתי ולא דמיוני, כמו איזה משחק.
זה קשה מאוד.
It's very difficult. Mike, it's very difficult. I'll tell you. The whole world is also whole. We are in the world of Ein Sof, but how can you even try to depict it like this? Each one flaws in its own flaws. So from the whole world, they gave us a 10, and in that 10, we can start trying to reach that whole form. And in this way, we gradually reveal the Creator in the 10. Then we can start connecting other 10s. Then from our 10s, like Galgal Te'anayim, we can add the Achap, and it's all gradual. And in certain borders we can work in. In Kabbalah, they give us those discernments. First, the 10 determine things. Then in all the 10s determine things. Once we determine it, we see that all the 10s together are like Galgal Te'anayim, that they work in bestowal to the Creator only. And then we start adding the Achap in there, the external vessels of reception. And then in such a way until we reach a whole full connection. Yep.
So?
That's it. Okay. So, we have... I don't know who.
Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, thank you. Our friend Hazula is asking, how can I overcome the condition of shame and hate that occurred me after seeing my own line?
Al matzav shel busha ve-sina'a.
How can you? Help him. Talk to him until you can help him. That he probably has the feeling of shame and hatred and all kinds of feelings that he needs to balance. Help him come into balance. Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Carmiel. We can hear you.
A friend from the 10 is asking, to feel that I'm the lowest as an exercise in annulment, I can understand. But Baruch Shalom says that I am indeed the lowest in the world. How can that be?
It can be. Gradually you advance towards it and you'll see. But for now, don't say this. Just determine it in the 10. It's enough for you to imagine to yourself that you're the worst of your 10 friends. That's also good. That is also good.
Tbilisi. С одной стороны, мы говорим, что я должен показывать товарищам, что я преодолеваю свой эго.
On one hand, we say that I have to show the friends that I overcome my ego, that I see them as great, or try to see them as great.
Показать, что я самый худший среди всех.
In the workshop, we said, I have to lower myself to show that I'm the lowest. What example do I give by that? What does it mean to lower myself? I show that I am under the control of the ego and I can't overcome it?
Good question. And Rabash writes about this in his articles about society, that once a person has to be as if higher than everybody, to give them an example, once he has to lower himself as if he is the lowest, and also maybe to give that opposite example. And by those two ends, he attains his two ends. So he has to be in this and in that. Read it throughout the day. I don't remember which article, what number it is. So read it and see. We have to be in those two states. Zero before the one, one before the zero. You see what he writes. Okay.
Tov.
Okay.
Ma lasot ot ani lo yodea.
What else should we do? I don't know. There's so many questions. What should I start with? PT 32.
Should I check my relation to each and every friend in the 10? And to what extent do we need to deal with it?
Also, find it in Rabash writings. He asks about it. He writes about it. PT 20.
If I see the friend is great according to his actions in the 10 and in dissemination, but not all the friends work this way, should I see them in the all in the same greatness?
Yes. You have to see it as a complete picture towards you for now, for the time being, and you'll start discovering that it's the form of the Creator towards you. PT
25. I wanted to ask what it means to lower myself before the friends. Is it to show the recognition of evil in me before them? I kind of show my own fault.
I don't know. Talk to them. Consult with them. What do you think? What do you think it means to lower yourself towards the group? Because whatever I give you, it might not be suitable for your states of the 10. That's why you need to consult and determine.
Moscow 5.
Moscow 5.
What's the advantage of seeing the friend in wholeness within reason compared to in above reason?
First of all, I raise them above my reason, then I uplift on myself to the state that above my reason becomes my new reason, and then I open a new degree before me of above reason.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Спасибо, Раф. В контексте прегрешений и любовь. Я и десятка.
Thank you. Concerning crimes and love. I'm in the 10. It turns out that all my personal scrutinies are like crimes, and everything we build in the 10 is love. What does the common field gain if I cover my crimes with love?
You said everything right. You just have to do it. For sure. Just do it. What you decide in the 10 together, that is your achievement of each one of you.
What do I strengthen in the 10 if I cover the crimes with love?
By that, you strengthen your 10 and bring them to the degree of love.
P.T. Young.
P.T. Young.
Good morning. How to rise above reason? Do you have a practical advice?
Oren, what did he say?
How to rise above reason? Do you have a practical advice on that?
Yes. To raise above reason, it means to go against the reason. First of all, then try and see what other possibilities you have in there.
USA LA.
USA LA.
Rav, how should a 10 read Rabash's articles?
I think that one person should read, and after every paragraph, you discuss what you understood from it. And when you finish the article, then discuss what you understood from the whole article together. That's what we did. What?
Okay, and during the day, we have opportunities to connect in a framework where we normally read a random excerpt. Would it be better if we read from Rabash's social writings and include that into our daily framework as a 10?
You can do this and you can do that. Still, it depends on the way you're organized, because the articles are long. People in the middle of the day are confused. So one excerpt, you can absorb it and discuss it, but a whole article from top to the end, you can't hold yourself in attention. That's why you should check if it's possible or not. Haifa 2.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean to lower myself before the 10? Because in the end, I can lower myself before the 10 to the level that my ego allows me to do it.
I don't understand what you're asking. Do you have a speaker on there? You understand that the way you're speaking, you can't understand you. So turn your speaker off and then say it.
Sir, is this better?
Keep going.
Okay, sorry. What does it mean to lower myself before the 10? Because in the end, I lower myself to that point where my ego allows me to do it. And beyond that, I attribute it to my own ego.
I didn't hear the end of the question.
My ego allows me to lower myself before the 10, only to that point where it allows me to. But in the end, I do this service for myself, my ego. It fills itself.
Mr. I don't know all your confusions. Do what we're speaking about now, okay? Just do what we're doing here. Otherwise, it'll be a confusion on a confusion. That's it.
Romania.
Hello, Rav. As Tony Koshinek says, we have the power of the imagination. But on the other hand, the Kabbalist says not to make assumptions. How we find the balance between these things in the action of the group?
I don't understand you guys. You're philosophizing too much. Discuss these things between you. Scrutinize them. Things that are out in the open and are clear to everybody. What should we do next?
Now we need to sing a song and move on to the next part of the lesson.
Okay.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous,
arriverons au but. À pour tous, tous pour un.